From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Ferguson, Missouri continues to be a flashpoint 1 year after the high-profile shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown, an unarmed black man who was shot by a white police officer. As VOA's Kane Farabaugh reports from Ferguson, officials declaring a state of emergency did not prevent further clashes between demonstrators and police during a second night of unrest in the embattled St. Louis suburb.
As night fell on Ferguson, Missouri,
no justice!
Tensions between demonstrators and police escalated once again. Dozens of protesters repeatedly defied police orders to stay off the street. And stopped traffic on West Florissant Avenue, the scene of riots and looting over the last year. The beefed-up police presence in Ferguson comes one night after officers shot and seriously wounded one suspect they say opened fire on them, leading to charges against the suspect and a state of emergency declared in St. Louis County to stem further violence. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Ferguson, Missouri.
Investigators probing last year's downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine have found fragments that may have come from a Russian surface-to-air missile. Dutch prosecutors said in a statement Tuesday that the investigators from Belgium, Australia, Ukraine, Malaysia, and the Netherlands, who are conducting the criminal investigation into the crash of the Malaysian airliner, are examining several parts possibly originating from a Buk surface-to-air missile system. Russia has blamed the downing of the airliner on a Ukrainian missile. Ukraine has rejected that claim. This is VOA News. Turkey's military says its warplanes launched airstrikes against 17 Kurdish rebel targets Tuesday in southeastern Turkey. Statement said the strikes focused on the Kurdistan Workers' Party in Hakkari province, which borders Iraq and Iran. The airstrikes followed deadly attacks Monday blamed on the PKK that killed 9 people in neighboring Sirnak province. Overnight, Kurdish rebels attacked a military post in Sirnak, killing a Turkish soldier. PKK has been fighting Turkey since 1984 in a conflict that has left 40,000 people dead. Japanese power company restarted a nuclear reactor Tuesday, the first one to come back online, under new safety regulations put in place following the 2011 Fukushima disaster. Kyushu Electric Power Company said it expects the reactor at its Sendai facility to be generating power by Friday and be at full capacity by next month. Japan's nuclear facilities have been shut down for 2 years to undergo safety checks. Government wants to bring nuclear power generation back up to producing more than 20% of the country's electricity by 2030. The majority of the Japanese public opposes bringing the reactors back into service. Several hundred protesters gathered at the Sendai site Tuesday to express their displeasure, including former Prime Minister Naoto Kan, who was in office during the Fukushima meltdown. China's central bank devalued its currency by nearly 2% Tuesday, which will make the nation's exports less expensive and more competitive. It will also make items imported to China more expensive for Chinese consumers. Change follows slumping exports and stock market turmoil in the world's second-largest economy. Analyst Gus Faucher of the PNC Bank says the change in currency exchange policy is likely to support growth in China. China's currency is tightly controlled by the government and allowed to fluctuate 2% above or below a central point set daily by the People's Bank of China. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has signed an official court document declaring that she has turned over all relevant emails sent and received on her personal email account during her tenure as the nation's top diplomat. Statement signed by Clinton was filed in federal court on Monday and comes with a penalty of perjury if the court determines she purposely falsified any information. Clinton, who is seeking the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, has been under scrutiny in recent months after it was revealed she used her personal email account to send official messages. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.